Above ground, it sounds like this. But underground, it's more like an office. It's been a long couple of days in Mima's underground command center below the state police barracks in Framingham. As is protocol, dozens of officials from agencies such as the Red Cross and National Guard monitored the weather and coastline conditions on large screens. The combination of high wind, sub-zero temperatures, and hours of heavy snowfall is both good and bad, according to Mima spokesman Peter Judge.
This light and fluffy snow is direct response of the very cold temperatures. And because of that, you know, we have seen minimal, if any, power losses anywhere in the Commonwealth.
The snow didn't sit on power lines, and there were fewer than 100 outages. But cold is bad news for transportation. It slows down MBTA trains and subway cars and reduces the effectiveness of chemicals used to treat roads and highways. That means snow can still pack after it's been plowed. The governor is still asking residents not to go out.
Remember the precautions. Stay indoors if you can. If you're out, dress in multiple layers. Do not expose any more of your skin to the extreme cold than is absolutely necessary, and don't stay out very long.
After putting more than 3,400 crew members on the road at the peak of the storm, the Department of Transportation still has more than 1,000 people plowing. But most emergency focus is on the South Shore, where more than 300 National Guard men and women are assisting with what are now just voluntary evacuations in Scituate and Duxbury. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.